Mayor Wagner on 90. Thank you.
Hello?
Bobby?
Yes, Mr. President?
How are you doing?
Fine, great. We had a wonderful time up here yesterday with the charming daughter.
Well, she enjoyed it, and it got good press play.
Yeah.
Tell that boy of yours he's a pretty good-looking fella in these pictures.
Here with me.
Well, give my regards and thank him for what doing. You had a good crowd, didn't you?
Oh, yes, they had about 2,000 and they had to turn them away.
Oh, well, that's
a couple of hundred tried to buy tickets even at the gate here, and they just wouldn't let any more in.
Oh, it's
very enthusiastic.
Fine. I had a call from my friend this morning, wants to come over and have a discussion. I thought I'd better talk to you before I did.
Yeah. The AG.
Yeah.
And I talked to him again yesterday, and I believe I exacted, you know, what we talked about.
Yep.
Yes. Understand the yes. Political situation with me here, and that wouldn't be any part of any move to bring some of these characters back into the forefront. And he said he agreed he didn't want to kick them in the pants at this point, but he said he would agree. I would say that they have to have a more democratic party here, more participation, part of the average member of the party in party affairs, and so on and so forth. He agreed to all that and understood. I told him I
broad base
good relationships with the with you, and I'm sure that will continue. And he understood that, I think, too. I then said that I'm going out west for a day and a half. I promised a couple of people I'd go out and make a speech for them. They're running for office. Why they asked me, I don't know. And then I would have something to say as soon as I get back, which will be, I'll be back Thursday.
Mm-hmm. He's anxious to go, isn't he?
Oh, certainly is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. That's just creating a lot of discussion up here. There are an awful lot of people, a lot of the reform people, some of them are for him. I would say the majority probably aren't. They don't like the muscle that they use, and the fact they're barging in, and I suppose that's the fact that maybe he hasn't talked to some of them. I must say that I saw a poll yesterday that Ollie Quayle did for somebody else.
Yeah, it did it for me. I've got it.
Yeah, on the Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess. Yeah,
well, he did it on the whole picture, and the President, the Senate, and all of them. He's the only one that wins, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's my point. And there it is. I mean, I remember a lot of people that voted for, that all people I knew, everybody was going to vote for Adley there in 52 and 56, but he didn't get the rank and file.
No, that's right.
Yeah. And your position was excellent.
Yes, it shows 69-31.
Yeah, that could be better than that. That shows that none of these fellas like Bobby can help you in any way.
No, that's right.
Going to help them.
That's right.
I talked to on the point that you raised, and I think you're going to see Harry Van Arsdale, aren't you, today sometime?
Yes. Yeah. The meeting this afternoon.
Right. I talked to them, he and some of these other labor fellows, along the lines that you asked me to, on their reaction on this backlash. Some of them don't feel that it's too strong. I think Harry takes that to opinion, and that poll shows that it isn't so much here in New York City. But their consensus was that if these civil rights leaders will just quiet down a little bit, this will quiet down too.
We got a real problem. I've had Clark Clifford and Abe Fortas, a number of them, meeting on it all morning. Freedom Group and King is determined to throw out Mississippi and Alabama. If you do, it's the first time that any conventions are ever thrown out states have left, but hospital. They've never thrown them out. They have no legal basis to throw them out, but they got a strong emotional basis, and they're working it up, and it's going to cause a lot of people embarrassment. It's pretty hard for anyone in the South to vote to ever throw them out, and it's pretty hard for anyone in the North not to, with all their problems. And the only thing we could possibly do is try to keep it in the Credentials Committee, but if they get 11, they could do it. Now, some of the boys have suggested that we might get some of the 11, I believe one of them from New York, one Chicago, and a couple from District Columbia, and one from Minnesota, might get them to vote against seating the delegation, and then not signing a minority report, because you got to have 11 sign it, and if you do, then it comes out, and 8 states can have a roll call, and you have...